If you want to have your Bible, I want to turn to Genesis chapter 28. Amen. Genesis chapter 28, if you want to stand honored reading to God's Word. Genesis chapter number 28. The Bible said, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to the Padan-Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan-Aram to take him a wife from thence, as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan-Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, and a sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went unto Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place. He tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took up the stones of that place and put them for his pillow, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land there whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob waked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the stone, the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, by the name of that city, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for the pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be our help, and on this thought, to be determined. Amen? To be determined. Have you ever got up and wondered, you know, how our day progresses as we get up, you know, in the morning? You know, some might probably get up early, get up before the sun rises, and as you start your day, have you ever just wondered, you know, how is my day going to progress? What am I going to do? What am I going to get it? Now, we all have preconceived notions in our heads, right? In our hide and in our head. We've got what we think a day is going to be like. And we maybe before we pillow our head at night, we say our prayers, of course, and ask God to be with us and watch over us through the night and bring us up in the morning. And we get up and we praise Him, thank Him for another day. Amen. The way it ought to be. And we perceive to go about our business in what we had determined we would do in our hearts. Amen. What we're doing in our heads. And we start out the day, and we can see this in Jacob. As we look at this morning, we see Jacob, and he's there, and he gets a summons from the father's house, that his father wants to see him. Amen? So Jacob, and you know the story, it's already taken place in chapter 27. Jacob is he's the usurper, and he already come in, and he's stole his brother's blessing, amen, with the help of his mother, Rebekah. They come in before Isaac, and he's waxed old, he can't see, and he comes in, he told Esau, said, you know the story, he said, go out into the woods and get me some tasty venison. He said, cook it, prepare it the way that you do, and said, bring it in, give it to me so that I might eat it and I might bless you. Esau was the oldest. Him and Jacob were twins. Esau come out just a few minutes early, earlier, so he was the oldest, and that was the one that was supposed to receive the blessing. But Rebekah heard what was going on, and she tells Jacob, she said, just go out and get a couple of the kids, goats out of the field, bring them to me, fix them up, and said, are you going to go in? We're going to get you blessed today, boy. Amen. So he does what mama tells him to do, and they conceive this thing, and he said, you know what, this ain't going to work, Mama. She said, well, why not? I said, because Esau's a hairy feller, and I'm of a smooth complexion. I mean, a smooth skin. She said, I've got that covered too. And she takes the goat skins and puts them on his hands and his, on the tops of his hands and puts them on the back of his neck. So that when he goes into him, she even went as far to take Esau's clothes that was in the house with her, put him put on Esau's clothes. And what she wanted him to do, she wanted him to look like Esau, smell like Esau, praise God, and act like Esau in the presence of his father so that he could get the blessing. Amen. And you know the Paul Harvey version of it, the rest of the story. Jacob does what he does, what she tells him to do, praise God, and he comes in Isaac don't like it. It don't feel right, but he blesses Jacob. Amen. He gives Jacob the blessing that belonged to his older son. We knew it was going to be like this because God said before that Esau would that his younger brother would be the Lord over him. Amen. And so we see how this thing plays out, and then we see Jacob called in before Isaac his father. Praise God. And I don't know about you, but when I was a feller, if somebody called and said, hey, that your daddy wants to see you, praise God, up the house, it wasn't, a lot of times it wasn't a real good thing. Amen. Something was going on. Daddy had done figured out what I did. Amen. Praise God. Somebody had done ratted me out. Amen. I know somebody's been there. And you go in before daddy. Praise God. I'm just humbling as you can. And I hope everything was going to be all right. I see Jacob as he goes in before Isaac, and he just hopes everything's going to be all right. But Jacob, praise God, Isaac had already talked to Rebekah, and she's heard that Esau had said, you know what, I'm going to get that sorry rascal. Praise God. He said, he's already stole my birthright. He didn't steal it. He gave it away for a bowl of pottage. His spirituality wasn't important to him. The things of God, now listen to me, youngins, the thing of God wasn't important to him. What was more important to him was filling his belly, praise God, with the pottage in the pot. Praise God, we better be about the spiritual things of this world. We better be about the spiritual things of God. It's the most important part. It's the part that'll sustain us, praise God, when the going gets rough. Amen. But we see how it plays out here, praise God, and we see Rebekah's already heard Esau's threatening to kill his brother. He said, soon as daddy gets out of here, as soon as he's out of the way, I'm going to take care of that rascal. He stole my birthright, and now he stole my blessing. Amen. You can see why he would be upset over that. Amen. Praise God. The old usurper strikes again. Amen. So he told him, said, you're going to have to leave out of here. You can't hang out here no more. Isaac tells Jacob, he said, you're going to have to go down to your mother's people. He said, I don't want you to get a bride. I don't want you to get married over here. I want you to go down there and I want you to get a bride of that family. Amen. So he left with his father's blessing, praise God, because he had stolen it from his brother. Amen. So you can see how Jacob's days of playing out here. And he leaves out, praise God, forced out, kind of you might say, and he faced an unknown future. Amen. He left out of there not knowing what his future held. How many of us know what our future holds? Amen. I mean, you might say that our future is to be determined. Amen. What determines our future? I tell you who determines our future, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I won't say this morning, you may think you're in charge and control of your life, but you're not. Praise God, the Lord is in control of your life. So we see this thing playing out, and we see Jacob. This is a day of disappointment. Amen. He thought he was going to hang out, thought everything was going to be good. Amen. But it turned out to be the most discouraging thing. Amen. But it wasn't the most encouraging day, you might say, of his life. Praise God. As we see this, and we see Jacob as he's stepping out, he's going out there, sending him away, and there's a change of life taking place, and it's not very encouraging. Matter of fact, it could probably be pretty discouraging. Amen. He knows about where he's going, but he don't know how he's going to get there, and he don't know what's going to take place when he arrives. Yeah, it wasn't predetermined that they was going to be smiling upon him and receptive to him when he got there. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of this world, praise God, that are not going to be smiling on us and receptive to us when we get there. I'll just be frank with you. There's a whole lot of this world don't like us. Amen. They'd like to get rid of us. Praise God. Praise God, because we stand for something, praise God, that they don't like. They don't like somebody to tell them what to do. They don't like somebody to be controlling. Amen. But we realize here as Jacob sets out, praise God, and he thinks he's all along. The day was disappointing, praise God. The day was discouraging. But we got to realize that God is still in control. Amen. The Word of God tells us that this thing going to take place in phases. But God is still in control. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, he says this, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Now, what is God's purpose today other than to glorify God? That's the whole purpose of God, that He'd get glory. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, that seems kind of selfish." No, it's God. Amen. God deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we could be living in a perfect paradise if it wasn't for sin. And sin wasn't God's fault, it was ours. Amen. So the perfect purpose, praise God, is that we would glorify, give God glory. Now we see in Jacob, he goes out, he's heading out there, and he probably traveled a day or so, heading down to Padamaram, down to Laban's house, praise God. And as he goes, he gets weary and he lays down. Now I've never figured out why would you take rocks and make a pillow out of a rock? I never registered me. I never could understand it. Amen. Last time I looked, a rock was a hard thing. And if I want a pillow in my head, I want to get something soft to lay it on. Amen. I'd have found me some branches or some boughs or something from tree limbs that were I could fluff them up and made a pillow out of limbs. Something pretty good. But he got a rock and he says verse 11 that he made him a pillow out of the stone. Amen. Took the stones of that place and put them for his pillow and lay down in that place to sleep. So we see Jacob as he comes here. I told you before, Jacob comes to this point and he's not thinking about God. I wonder how many times, praise God, in our life to be determined that we start day after day and we never think about God. We never think about what God's desire is. We never think about God's purpose for us. Amen. If Christ in you, the hope of glory, praise God, we ought to be thinking about what God's purpose is for us. So we see him here, not only has he had a disappointing day, but he's got a night when he's going to discover some things that he had never realized before. Now, Jacob's not a young man. He's getting up in the years, praise God. He's getting up, he should be mature, he should be good to go, but he comes to a place that he's going to discover some things this night. He pillows his head on a rock. Amen. That was the design of God. Hey, listen. Let me just say this morning. When God's a dealing with your heart, He don't want you to be too comfortable. Amen. I've had people say that. I mean, under conviction, under Holy Ghost conviction of the Lord, praise God, and they're so miserable they can't stand themselves, and nobody else can stand them either. Have you ever been there? Amen. That's a hard place to be. But they're so miserable, they can't stand it. God don't want you to be comfortable when He's trying to get your attention. God will make you, listen to me, God will make you as uncomfortable as possible to get your attention. Amen. To get us to focus upon Him. So he does, he goes to sleep, or not like, again, no foul doubt, not thinking about the Lord. He's just thinking, kind of thinking about Jacob. You know, the old usurper. Usurper of the everybody. Amen. He said he had a dream. You ever have a dream? Have you ever had a dream and it come true? I mean, I've had dreams, and I'm just being honest. I've had dreams before. I've dreamed something, and then like, and maybe sometimes even like a year or two down the road, something happens. Said, man, I remember that. I dreamed that. Amen. It's like kind of like deja vu. Like I've been there before. And that Jacob is a dreaming, and he sees a ladder set up on the earth. I'm glad it's set up, ain't you? And I'm glad God's got this thing all set up the way that He wants it to be. If it wasn't for God having it set up, praise God, it would be in disarray. But because God Almighty has set it up the way that He wants it to be, if it was up to me and you to set this thing up, we see what they did in the Tower of Babel. They got together and they got in one language and one mindset, and they said, you know what? We're just going to build a tower to God. And they began to build it. They was trying to work their way to heaven. Amen. If I was trying to do it, praise God, I'd set up a scaffolding. I thought about this last night. About 11 o'clock, I was out there in the study, and I thought, if we'd set up some kind of a scaffolding, and we'd begin to build that thing up, and we'd try to get, where we could have some kind of coordination between us and God, and we'd try to get, you know, just a little bit closer today. But, and I thought, well, my goodness, they already did that over in Babel. Amen. And that's what I would do, praise God. Hey, they tried that, and it didn't work for them either. Amen. But said God had set this thing up, praise God, upon the earth. Ain't you glad God looked down a little speck of dust in the universe and said, you know what, I'm gonna send them down a special, I'm gonna set some stuff up special for them. God loved us that much, praise God. So he said, top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Praise the Lord. So you see what's taking. So here he is, and he's laid his head. He's on a literal rock. Amen. You might say he's between a rock and a hard place. But did you ever think about that rock? Amen. Said, if you're going to be stayed, we need to be stayed upon the rock. The rock is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. That God put him there. Amen. That's just, not just any rock. It's a good rock, a smooth rock, a firm rock. And he gave it to Jacob, and Jacob didn't think about it. He wasn't thinking about God, and he got that rock, and he placed his head upon it. Amen, praise God. If we'd ever get our thinking and our mind upon the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the rock of our salvation, we'd realize, praise God, that there's something more important in this world than me and you. Amen. We wouldn't go day by day, praise God, trying to determine what we're going to do without God. We wouldn't go day by day, praise God, trying to work things out in our own mind, in our own thinking, praise the Lord. We'd trust God to help us every step of the way. Amen, praise God, to be an encouragement and a light along the way. And so we see that Jacob had a dream, amen, with his head upon a rock. And he dreamed some things here. Look what he dreamed. But it said, behold, the Lord stood above it. Amen. Of course, the Lord is always on top of things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even when we think He's nowhere around, the Lord's always on top of things. He always knows where you're at. He always knows what you need before we ever even ask Him. And He's there to help us, just like He was Jacob. He said, I'm the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. So now the Lord tells him, and he's sleeping, he tells Jacob, he said, look, son, I'm the God of Abraham, your grandfather. He said, I'm the God of Isaac, your father. Amen. His pop's still alive. Praise the Lord. And he said, in the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. Now this is not the first time this has been promised. He'd already promised the promised land to Abraham, right? the land of the covenant. Amen. Them people over there beating their head on a rock, they think they're going to take that away from Israel. Amen. Ain't going to happen. Amen. And these people that's sympathizing with Hamas, a bunch of murderers, descendants of Amalek, the Amalekites, praise God, has come to just destroy and tear down. Ain't going to happen. God Almighty, praise God, is going to intervene just like He did in the life of Jacob. He said, I'm going to be with you. Amen. Jacob, praise God, is the descendant. He's the one from which Israel, praise God, had changed his name and he would become Israel, the nation of Israel. And God said, now listen to what He said. He said, thy seed shall be, I am the Lord thy God, Father Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. In the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. You reckon God changed His mind? Amen. Praise God. The Bible says He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. So this thing's going to play out. Jacob was getting more than he bargained for. He left the house empty. He left the house disappointed. Left the house discouraged. But he peeled his head, and in a dream, God said, bless him, Jacob, it's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. He says, I'm going to be with you. Ain't you glad God's with us? Ain't you glad He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us? He'd be with us every step of the way. Amen. I'm glad I've got Him today. Ain't you? Amen. If you don't have Him, you're to get Him. Amen. Or to fall on your face, say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner. Lord, pull into my heart. Take up your abode. Praise God. Become the rock of my salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give me something to be excited about. So not only did He say that He was going to be with him, but He said He's going to work for him. Amen. He said, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. That goes back, praise God, to where He said in Genesis 12, He said, Abraham said, I'll bless you, those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. Amen. He said, if people bless Israel, now uplift. Could you imagine the whole world come behind Israel and just bless them and encourage them? Amen. They're brilliant. God gives them a brilliant mind, praise God. They could be cures for cancer and all these other things, praise God, if we had just blessed Israel. Amen. You say, preacher, you a big Israel fan. You better believe it. Amen. Praise God. I believe we ought to back them 100% in these crazy things out there that's trying to drive them off in the sea. We need to tell them, praise God, they need to get right with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, and behold, I am with thee. Amen. You know what that means? That means He's with them. Amen. If God says He's with you, praise God, and He's right there. Bless His holy name. He said, and we'll keep thee in all places where thou goest. Amen. It's called a dispersa. When they're dispersed all over the country, all over the world. He said, we'll bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee. Now watch this, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And then he said, then praise God, you're going to be in my presence forever. He said, I'm not going to leave you, praise God, till this is all fulfilled, and I'm just going to be there in your presence. You're going to be there in my presence forever. Praise God. And the Bible says, and Jacob woke up. Amen. So God says, I'm going to be with you. He said, I'm going to work for you. He said, I'm going to make you. He said, I've got a perfect plan for your life. You know God's got a perfect plan for your life this morning? For your life. God's got a perfect plan for your life. Will you let God, will you enter into that perfect plan, being that perfect person for His plan? Amen. Jacob didn't realize he needed to. But I'm telling you this morning, praise God, we all need to be part of His perfect plan. Amen. It's to be determined, praise God, it's determined by God. Bless His name. Amen. So Jacob was separated from his house. Amen. We see here in the Word of God, but he wasn't separated from the portals of glory. He wasn't separated from heaven. He wasn't separated from home. Amen. Praise God, it was there. Look what Jesus said. Look at John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1, verse number 51. Amen. Jesus speaking, verse number 50, and Jesus answered and said unto him, he's talking to Nathan, because Nathan had realized that because that Jesus knew him, knew who he was, amen, that he said to Rabbi, verse number 49, he said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered, said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Now watch what he says. He said, and he saith unto him, verily, verily, or for truth, very truly, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen? Praise God. He said, in other words, he said, listen, Nathaniel, he said, what you're going to see in the days ahead, you're going to see the ladder of heaven. And you're going to see the angels of God, those ministering spirits that sent forth to minister, those who believe, those who are called according to His purpose. He said, you're going to see them, praise God, coming down and going up and going up and coming down, praise, upon the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. This is what Jacob was seeing, praise God. He was seeing this ladder unto heaven, praise God, with those ministering spirits from God. That's the same ones that ministered for Jesus. The same ones that ministered for Jacob is the same ones that minister for me and you. Amen. We have power from on high that we've never even attained to. Praise God. But we see those minister spirits. Praise God, that's a help. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13, 14. Minister spirits that's ministered, they're to minister to me and you. Amen. And the Lord told Jacob here, said those ministering spirits is going to be there to minister to you. Praise His holy name. So we see him as he began again, realize that he was separated from his home, his house, but he wasn't separated from heaven. That those angels, praise God, were still communicating with God the Father. Those angels are still communicating with God the Father today to help me and you. You're not alone. The devil may say, well, you know, I'm going through this. I'm going all by myself. There's nobody to help me. Amen? But praise God, I'm telling you today that you have help that's out of this world. Amen. You may not get no help from the government. You may not get no help from your family. You may not get no help from your community. But I want to say there's help from heaven. Amen. It's the kind of help, praise God, that changes things for the better. Amen. So we see at this disappointing day, we see a night of discovery for Jacob. He discovers all these magnificent things. And then we see a morning come, and we see a dedication from Jacob. Amen. A dedication from Jacob. Verse 16, Jacob awoke out of his sleep and he said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. Amen. I want to say today that the Lord is in this place whether you know it or not. He's here, praise God. He's here to minister. You say, preacher, how do you know He's here? Because everywhere I go, He comes with me. If you're a child of God this morning, everywhere you go, He goes with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? You know, we could probably say that about places that we don't really understand. We could say that about a place if we come and the Word of God and we under Holy Ghost conviction, it seems like a dreadful place. Amen. I've had people say before, you know, I don't go to church or I don't go to church because when I go, I feel under conviction. I feel like I'm lost again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe you know, maybe they're still lost. Maybe they just never got in. Amen. Praise God. Hey, since I got saved, praise God, Brother Bill, I don't feel lost no more. Now I still get under conviction. Amen. You should still get under conviction when God speaks to your heart and redirects your path, praise God, from things that you're doing now that's contrary to His Word. But praise God, when you're lined up with Him, come in here, praise God, and we can worship and praise Him for that direction that He's taking us in. Amen. So we see what takes place as morning dedication. He woke up, said, rose up early in the morning, took the stone they had for his pillow and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon it, on the top of it. So he took that pillar, took that that stone, the type of Christ, praise God, and he poured oil over, praise God, in order to sanctify the stone, to sanctify the place, to set it aside. He's called the name of the place Bethuel. Amen. Bethel, praise God, which means, literally means the house of God. He said, I've done entered into the house of God and I didn't even know it. So he takes that stone, sets up, and he calls it Bethel, the house of God. Praise God. He said, but the name of that city was called Luz in the first. That name Luz means a place of separation, a place where separation takes place. But praise God, he said, now I said, I realize where the separation takes place is down at the house of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's kind of interesting, ain't it? Jacob was getting him an education, praise God. There'll not be no separation until you get down to the house of God, get to where God is. And then God begins to give that separation, praise God. Amen? He turned his pillar into an altar, holy altar unto God. Called the place a house of God. Amen? Praise God. And he vowed a vow. This is what it says, and Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me. Have you ever bargained with God? Amen. Say, well, Lord, you know, I need this. I need you to do that. Lord, if you'll do that, then I'll do this or I'll do that. Amen. We all have. I mean, it's our human nature. I mean, think, well, if God do something for me, then I'll do something for him. Amen. So he tried to bargain with God. Bless his heart. He said, I will keep and will keep me in this way that I go, and I will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. Amen. He said, Lord, if you'll just give me clothes and you'll give me some bread, you'll take care of me, feed me and clothe me, Lord. Amen. The Bible says, seek first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Not might be or could be, said, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, what's right in the eyes of God. Food, raiment, clothing, all those things that we have need of, God said, I shall be added unto you from God. See, God said, I'll give them to you. Praise the Lord. So he bargains with God. He says, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall your Lord be my God. Praise the Lord. If you do all these things, God, then I'll know that you're God. You'll be my God. He already recognized, praise God, he was in the house of God. Amen. Why would you bargain with God when you're in the house of God? Or just fell on his face and said, Lord, just help me, bless me, keep me, Lord, as only you can. Amen. And went with God and trusting that he would bring back. Did God bring him back? He did. It's about 20 some odd years later, praise God, the Lord brought him back. Met Esau along the way. Brother, amen, who said he's going to kill him. Amen. But the Bible said that Esau sought with tears help from the Lord. Amen. So he shows up about 20 years later to the house of bread in Bethel. Amen. And he shows up as a much more mature person in the Lord. Amen. And he offers up sacrifice. He offers presents to his brother. He offers peace offerings. See, let me just say this, and I'm done. I'll let you go. It amazes me how old Jacob, the usurper, become Israel. And he says, they said, your brother's up ahead. And he said, oh, is he? So I figured this day would come. Amen. But he said, you know what? He said, I love my brother. He said, what you want to do? He said, I want you to gather out this and that. And he said, I want you to have him there. I want to offer him his presents to him. Amen. I want to offer presents to my brother. I want to be a blessing to my brother. Because God's been blessed to me. Amen. So along the way he goes. Amen. Did he think that day that when he was determined in his day, did he think this would all play out? No. But when God brought him to that situation, he looked upon himself, he looked upon his God. He was headed back to the house of God. He said, Lord, he said, I need some help here. Lord, I just want to be a blessing. And we led her into the land. God, I want to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing to my brother. And God pours out a blessing, and God gives him the wisdom, and he sends those offerings. Long story short, praise God, Esau meets him along the way, and he says, wow, man, all these sheep and oxen and your great old big family. Boy, God bless you. Yes, brother, and I want to be a blessing to you. So I want to put the past behind us, And he said, I just want to go on for God, for His glory. What do you do with that? I said, nah, brother. He said, don't worry about that. I don't want those things. No, he said, I want you to have them. They're yours. I want to be a blessing to you. I don't want to take anything from you. I don't want to be a burden to you. I don't want to be a curse to you. I want to be a blessing. Amen. We don't determine our day, but God does. And God determined that day when He sent Jacob out. He said, I'm going to be with him. I'm going to take care of that young man. And one of these days, I'm going to bring him back through here. And I'm just going to bless him on purpose. One of these days, God's going to bring us back full circle. And He's going to be there to just bless us and be a blessing to us. Amen. Just like He was. We don't know what our day holds. We don't know the purpose today or tomorrow. We don't know what our purpose is. But we know that God has a plan and a purpose for us. Amen. We just ask God to help us day by day. Amen. Just return. Just continue to return to the house of God. The house of bread, praise God. A place of where God can bless us. His Bethlehem. Amen. Where we can get help from the Lord.